Hello again, everybody. We are Bermuda Search Party. That last song was called Tiptoe. And this next one is called Daisy. It was the lead single from our first album called Melancholy Flowers. That's available everywhere. It's a special one for us. This one's a song for a friend. It goes like this.
Blood stains and broken hearts beneath your porcelain tiles. Profane and pretty thoughts behind your smile. Ancient scrolls from a holy ghost with old cheat codes to the other side. An antidote for the teething soul in a pauper's prose from another life. When dirty suburban snow was a damn cold place to hide. Toward the sun, Daisy. No, you're not the only one. Yeah. Post-it notes from a friend turned foe, with anecdotes of faux divine, and a lethal dose of youthful hope to shape your space like a pantomime. When dirty suburban snow was a damn cold place to hide.
Thanks, everyone. We got one more for y'all. This one is called Willow. It was our first ever song that we released, and it recently turned 5 years old. And we released a special single of a reimagined version of this song that's out on streaming platforms now. This one's called Willow.
Got one more song for you all.
This one's another unreleased song. This one is called Said and Done.
One, two, three.
favorite sweater, the one you wore when I fit you better. Are you warm as fleece or cold as leather? We'll mend the seams but never hold together. Like Jackson played out of the Lord, or Jordan torn in 84. It's all been fun, we've run the course. It's all been said and done before.
I heard you kept it, that heartfelt letter, the one you swore you tore up when you met her. I know too well that you don't do never. So I say, tangled up my questions well.
Like Jackson made out of the door, or Jordan's worn in 84. It's all been fun, we've run the course. It's all been said and done before. It's all been said and done. It's all been said and done. It's all been said and done. Another little alteration. Another try. Same old situation. Maybe it'll be different this time. Another little alteration.
Let's give another try.
Same old situation.
Maybe it'll be different this time. Just another little altercation.
Let's give another try.
Same old situation.
It's all the same. Jordan's worn in 84. It's all been fun, we've run the course. It's all been said and done before. It's all been said and done. It's all been said and done. It's all been said and done.
Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. Once again, we're Bermuda Search Party. We had such a great time playing for you all today live from WMFO. And if you liked anything you heard, you can find us anywhere on the internet at Bermuda Search Party. And we got some music coming out just next week, so be on the lookout for that, and a lot of shows coming up this summer. So keep in touch. We'd love to see you at a show.
All right, a big thank you to Bermuda Search Party, and we're going to get right back into the local, not-so-live music. Coming up next, Alex Sky with Medicine.
Go home, living in my cozy catacomb. Pillowcase covered in cologne. Better off being on my own. Now you're addicted, and you're never good at saying goodbye. And I know you've missed it, longing for the next high. Subject of my songs, my heart would beat rhythmically along. I understood you were never coming home, left in a hopeless withdrawal. And now you're addicted, and you're never good at saying goodbye. And I know.
obviously
the right person. I should've known. Baby, you're no good. No good love.
We'll be right back.
the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And now, I'm joined by Bermuda Search Party. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Max.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Would we all... So, I obviously know you two, but would everyone else like to... Everyone introduce yourselves. Go for it.
Go Let's, down the line.
Yeah.
I'm Leo.
I'm Claire.
I'm Hoyt.
I'm Macklin.
And I'm Steven.
All right, and now let's pass it back the other way and say what instruments you guys play.
I play guitar and I sing.
I play bass and I sing.
I play trombone and percussion.
I play trumpet, percussion, and keys.
I play drums.
Fantastic. And so you guys just... Well, first, I told you guys this off air, but I want to put it on the record that I think you guys sound fantastic tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys just finished up a pretty big tour, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross country.
Yeah. So... I guess, what was the rose and what was the thorn of your tour?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yeah, right? The thorn's an easy
we
one.
We know the thorn.
That's right. I think the rose of the tour would be Boise, Idaho.
Certainly. Yeah.
Where we got to play Tree Fort Music Festival.
Cool.
And as we like to call it now, Boise. Because it just is a little fancier than we thought it was going to be. It was a little nicer than we anticipated.
It was upscale. It was
yeah, nice. That's Boise. Right.
It was our first time ever in Boise. First time ever in Idaho, I think, and our first time playing Tree Fort Festival, and it was just such a wonderful experience and met a lot of other really cool other bands, and yeah, that was definitely a highlight of the tour.
Are there any bands that stood out that you want to shout out?
Our friends in a band called The Whips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're from out in...
Missouri, right?
No, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Yep.
Kansas?
Yes.
They're from the Midwest.
They're from Kansas City.
They're in one of those places.
Lawrence, Kansas.
The beautiful part of it is that you don't need to know where they're from to look them up and go listen to their music.
That's right. And nothing else is going to come up when you look up The Whips.
Right.
So. You want to hit them with another rose, or are we going to give them the bad news now?
I was going to shout out San Fermin as well.
Oh, yes. San Fermin.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it Thorn time?
I think it's Thorn time. Yeah.
Thorn and time.
Okay.
So my buddy wanted me to bring home potatoes from Idaho, and I totally forgot.
Oh, yup. That's brutal.
There it is. Yeah. Out in the open.
I actually forgot, but there's another thing.
Oh, there is another
there
thing.
There is another thing.
Oh, so we were driving from Little Rock, Arkansas to Austin, Texas, and about 30 minutes into an 8-hour drive, we were rear-ended by a Chevy Silverado, and our trailer was damaged. Totally damaged.
Yeah.
And our van is still damaged now as we drive it around and to this gig and to this interview.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it's roadworthy.
Yeah. Yes. Another rose, though. Mm-hmm. We got a new trailer. And
yeah.
Got to finish
That's
the
right.
tour.
Yes.
That was awesome. Yeah. Yes. No shows missed.
No gear damaged except one microphone and a cajon we were borrowing from our dear friend Dakota. Sorry, Dakota.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Also, sorry about the potatoes.
Yeah. I forgot.
It was like I'd say that the car accident was like a rose and a thorn in one, in the sense of like, of course it sucks to lose your trailer, to get some damaged gear, to like have to figure out what to do when you're in the middle of nowhere, you've never been there before. But then also it really like was a rose in the sense of it brought us all a little bit closer, and we really got to see the power and strength of the community around us when we set up a GoFundMe to try and raise some money to get back on the road and continue the rest of the tour. And we really got to see our fans and our friends and family really come through and give us so much love, and that was a beautiful part of tour.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when I saw those photos on your Instagram, I thought that like it's a relief to hear that there wasn't that much damaged equipment, because it looked bad.
Yeah.
It really, like, those pictures were gnarly.
Oh, the trailer arm actually, like, went into the back of our van, and it was right in the spot where my suitcase was, and I was freaking out.
We thought Madeline's suitcase was
goner. Yeah, it's gone.
All Smushed. My clothes, but luckily, it, like, went right under my suitcase and just, like, cradled it.
It only damaged the car.
Only the van.
Oh, Tracy trailer.
She saved our life.
She
saved
did.
Your suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Resting in Little Rock right now.
Little Rock, Arkansas, getting ready for an auction. They will sell her remains at an auction.
Brutal. And you guys have another tour starting like Friday?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of summer shows, some festivals across the country, and just a lot of like outdoor events that we're really excited for. And we kick off in Portland this Friday at Portland House of Music with our friends Rigometrix.
Nice. Yeah, that's very exciting. Let's see. So Boise sounded cool. Are there any other like were there any noteworthy venues that you guys played at? Anything that like stood out as different?
Different.
I mean, our
first show of that tour being a very snowy, mountainy drive through West Virginia.
Yes, yeah. Country Road,
Country Road,
man.
Mounting Mama, and it's.
I don't know if you pronounce that right.
I think you pronounce that wrong. My bad. It's Mountain. Mountain Mama.
And no, that's fair. That's fair. He's got the twang sometimes.
It was just such a relief to get out of the van and get into a warm venue.
Oh, totally.
And,
we drove from 50-degree Boston. All of a sudden, it was like negative. No, it was not negative. It was like 20 degrees in West Virginia.
Could have been negative 20 degrees.
Wind chill.
No one checked.
Morale was low. It was kind of high. We had a good time. It was the first show. We were excited.
Yeah, it was a good way to kick it off.
Yeah. And then you're just heating things up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Purple Fiddle.
Shout out to the people who drove an hour through a blizzard to see us play that night.
Yeah.
That is commitment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yes.
So how's the recording going?
We're done.
You're done?
We're done with the record, Max.
Congratulations.
Wait, we're done with the collection of songs. We're done with the record, which means like every song is a record. You know how like old school producers talk?
Like single play.
Yeah. Right, single play record. Oh, how's that record coming along? It's just, it's just a term.
Yeah.
Collection of songs we recorded in L.A. has ceased to go because we're finished.
They're in the can.
Yep.
Yeah, we're putting out our first one next Friday. It's called Asking for a Friend and comes out May 24th, and we're so stoked to be sharing it.
I really thanks for playing it. It sounds really cool.
Thanks.
I'm excited to listen to the recording.
Ooh, it's going to be fun.
It's grown.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
What did it start out as?
Oh, baby. It started out as our baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now it's grown up so fast.
We're sending Asking for a Friend off to college now.
Yeah.
You know, we've done everything we can at home.
Right.
All the teachers, all the community that raised it.
All the soccer
now
practice.
Have to all the soccer practices. Yeah. I swear. Oh my gosh.
Now it's gotta go make its own friends.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now we gotta send it into the world and see if, you know, we raised it well, and it will have its legs of its own as well.
I'm only doing this because it's late. I normally hate DJs who point attention at themselves when they have guests, but that did remind me of a joke. There's this guy, and he's just, you know, sitting at home one day, gets a knock on the door, and there's this bucket with like a weird liquid in it, and he's like, this is kind of strange, but it's like it's in like a baby basket, and he's like, I guess I'll just take care of it. Sure. So he takes it in and he starts feeding it. And you know it's sentient, and it's kind of cool, and like, you know, the guy raises it, sends it to school, and time passes on, it grows, just like your song, which one was that? That was Asking for a Friend. Yep. There we go. Everything grows.
Our amorphous living blob.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And it's time for the bucket of questionable spunk to go to college, and the bucket says to its dad, like, hey, thank you so much for all the help that you've been, you know, thank you for, you know, putting me through school and sending me off to college. And he replies, huh, you're welcome.
Oh. Damn.
You know, that explains the volume. Oh.
I thought you were describing the plot of Flubber. I was so taken aback.
I was going to get you guys a fine for saying Mounting Mama. But...
No, yeah, that's yeah, that's fine. There's no curse words in there. That's not, yeah. Mm-mm. No. All right, let's get back to music. We're gonna go down, and I want a response from everyone. What artist or artists within your instrument are your biggest influences? Or instruments, just to, yeah.
John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is a big influence of mine. Mm-hmm. The band the Red Hot Chili Peppers for sure as well. Recently, I've really loved the bands Hippocampus, Bad Sons, and one of our friends in bands called Ripe. Mm-hmm. They've kind of have similar roots to us, and so we've been able to kind of learn a lot from them, and they've been able to share some of their wisdom with us, and it's been nice to grow and follow the paths of these people.
Yeah, just like Leo, I was a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan growing up, and Flea was one of my earliest influences, and I loved how he would jump around stage and is still jumping around on stage being 60-something years old, so I hope to be that same way. Victor Wooten is another one that I've always really admired. Fantastic bass player, but even more so just fantastic musician in person, and has like a wonderful life philosophy. And recently I've been really admiring Blue Da Tiger, bassist, singer, doing the artist thing, which I think is so cool to see. And yeah, just saw her live recently in Boston, and it's a fantastic show.
Luda.
I love me some Trombone Shorty. And Kay Trinata.
Does he play trombone?
He do.
Really?
And, oh, he and does. Trumpet.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. Yeah.
Shout out Troy. Yeah, two very different artists that inspire me in different ways. Kay Trinata has very, in my opinion, characteristic music. You hear a beat and you really know it's him. Right. And I really love that Trombone Shorty kind of paved his own way in like a New Orleans genre kind of way.
You met him, right?
Yeah, he went to the same high school as me. Wow. Met him a couple times, you know.
But yeah, Trombone Shorty, if you're Shorty out there listening, Hoyt is sending the signals.
Let's collab. Let's do it.
Well, I grew up playing like a lot of jazz, being a trumpet player. So anytime someone asks me this question, I immediately go back to like older musicians like Clifford Brown and Lee Morgan are two of my like favorite trumpet players. Shout out Louis Armstrong if he's listening. anyway,
He is, man.
I really love him too. But like more recently, Roy Hargrove, rest in peace, and the entire horn section of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So
crazy tight.
Yep.
Yeah. For drums, I'd have to say Dave Grohl is the reason I started playing the drums. Taylor Hawkins as well. Chad Smith from the Peppers. Matt Cameron from Soundgarden. Guys like that. 90s guys a lot. John Theodore is like arguably my biggest influence. He plays in Queens of the Stone Age now, but started in the Mars Volta, and I think he's like the most underrated drummer, not even rock drummer, just drummer, like, you know, in music. But he's a monster. I actually just got to see Queens of Stone Age play, and he still is tearing it up. Nice. More contemporary guys like Nate Smith is a huge inspiration. There's a drummer named Caleb Crosby, who I actually studied with a bunch and has been like a mentor to me, from Nashville, plays with Tyler Bryant, who's a great guitarist. But yeah, kind of all over the board, but those are my guys.
Nice. It's solid answers all around, guys. Let's see. Someone mentioned a word that's in one of my other questions. Collaborations. Who'd you guys like want to collaborate with, either as a group or individually?
Calling it back to Trombone Shorty. Reach out for the collab. We'd love to make some super funk rock with you.
Last time I was here, I said Post Malone. This time I'm here, I'm saying Post Malone.
Yep.
And a lot of our friends who are also just in bands doing what we're doing, we would love to write with you guys whenever the time comes. Post Sex Nachos, The Doozers, Moxie, Mega Mango, just the whole litter right now of bands like us trying to do the thing and trying to make it happen.
Yeah. Cool.
Armstrong, if you're listening.
Yeah. are there any like up and coming bands that you guys are really keeping an eye on right now?
Ooh. I mean, shout out Coral Moons and Strawberry Launch.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We got Little Fuss, Hush Club, a lot of the bands from the Boston area that we're really kind of growing with as well. Mint Green. Yeah, who else? So many. The Whips.
The Whips.
Late Night Losers out in Gainesville. I hope Thomas is still doing his thing.
PSN.
Yeah, Post Sex Nachos. We might have said them already.
We love them.
We love them a lot.
They're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet boys.
You still owe me for those nachos.
I don't know if I think I might have added this one since I interviewed you guys. I'd like an answer from each of you. If you had to pick one word to describe Bermuda Search Party, what word would you choose?
Dang. Asking us the hard hitting question. Got me going into the annals of my mind.
That's right.
Fantastical. I think that's my fantastical.
Fantastical?
Mm. Unapologetically hyphen. Energetic.
Actually, that's an adverb.
No. It says it right here in Webster's. I'm looking at it. I'm looking for the right word, but I would say honest. I feel like honest is a very good word to describe us. Mm-hmm.
Bombastic.
Damn.
I was gonna say like strictly instrumentally bouncy.
Like
very bouncy.
It's funny, my you guys, I don't know if you guys heard it, but the acoustic artist I had earlier was described as bouncy. That was her word. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Bouncy
and booba.
Acts today.
And booba. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, we should
are
any of you Kiki?
I feel like Steer a little Kiki.
She's got a little Kiki face, you know?
Do you know what we're talking about at all?
No.
Okay, so
I'm like,
I'm so Kiki for you.
Kiki, do you love me?
So across many cultures, different languages, across many, like, everything, people were shown a blobby shape with round edges, and then a shape that had sharp edges.
Uh-huh.
And they were asked, which one is named Kiki and which one is named Booba? Oh. And across the board, people chose the round shape as Booba.
Wow.
And the sharp-edged shape as Kiki.
Says a lot.
Right?
In society.
Dang right it does.
I haven't seen the image, but I think I would probably agree.
For sure. Right?
Yeah, and the study was done by an etymologist, you know, to try and, not an entomologist, not bugs, but words, you know, and they were trying to see, like, do words have inherent meaning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beyond just what we assign them meaning?
That's fascinating.
I have an update, actually, from our manager, Zoe. Shout out Zoe that's listening right
Shout
now.
Shout out Zoe. I'm sorry, Zoe. We're recording a collection of songs.
So, according to our manager, Hoyt is Booba. Macklin? Kiki.
Whoa. Okay.
She's unsure about Claire, so we'll have to come up with that
Interesting.
One.
Interesting.
Leo, Kiki. Booba.
Booba for sure.
Steven
Booba.
Is Kiki for sure. Her words.
Not mine.
For sure.
Whoa.
I know that's right.
I hope that's so a good funny. Thing.
Yeah. That's fun. Thanks
Max,
for...
you're Booba for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I feel like that vibes with me.
Yeah.
On a similar note, what, I don't think spirit animal is an acceptable term, but what is your, like, if you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Gray fox.
Nice, nice.
Saltwater crocodile.
Kiki, very Kiki answer.
Yeah. Everyone, that was Macklin and Steven. Those of you who couldn't make that out by their how they spoke.
Frog.
Bouncy.
Bouncy. Bouncy. So good.
Hippopotamus.
Dang, that's a good one.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Strongest in the whatever biome it's from.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a? It's, I think, not a, it's jungle,
the
but
strongest
savanna
water-dwelling mammal.
Yeah.
Wow. But what about whales?
How a whale gonna get that leg strength in a pop of a explosive energy?
I ain't got no
tell
legs.
Tell me, Macklin.
I don't. Yeah, let's move on.
If you asked that question like 65 million years ago, different answer.
True. Right?
You know, it had no legs.
You know?
Update from Zoe. Hippo equal booba. Oh,
big facts.
What does frog equal Zoe?
Frog is ambiguous.
Ooh.
For sure.
Ambiguously amphibious.
You gotta know what Hoyt's answer is.
Yeah, ooh, I like ambiguously amphibious.
I'm gonna go with big mouth bass. Big mouth bass, baby.
I love the way you said it.
Big mouth bass.
I'm hitting the top of the water like, hop.
Big mouth bass, baby.
A squeaky chair.
Oh, all the chairs are so squeaky. That's, yeah.
You hear squeaking, so that's still my laugh.
If anyone out there is listening and has some money burning a hole. Actually, I don't even think that we can buy chairs. I think that the chairs need to be, like, from academic buildings that they don't use anymore, and then they need to be, because they need to be, like, approved.
You know, Macklin and I have oils.
Yeah, that, you know.
I also have a question.
Like in bottles.
Yeah.
Like for
instruments
and
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You said chairs have to be approved. Yes. Is there a chair inspector here?
You see that couch over there?
That's him.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we don't have a new one. We can't just get a new couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need to wait for, like, some place to be like, we don't need our couch anymore. Let's give it to the radio station.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. I would like to corroborate that every couch we have seen in this place is at most a foot off of the ground.
I'm talking low.
Low.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Busy, you know, like, we had a station burn down in the 80s.
Ooh.
So, you know, don't want, or maybe it was the 70s. Anyway, don't want that to happen again.
No,
it was those dang high chairs, I'll tell you that.
It's all airflow.
Yeah, we fixed that. Yeah. Fixed that.
Do you guys have any party tricks?
So many, for some reason.
I can clap with one hand.
Oh, that's what? Cool.
Do you want to use both hands?
The microphone?
I can stand on my head.
What? Ooh. You guys are crazy. Wow.
I can make the sound of water with my mouth.
Whoa. That wasn't me, that was Leo.
Whoa. It's like a party trick.
I could do Rubik's Cubes and origami. Ooh. And somebody else go.
What's your favorite thing to make out of origami?
Flowers. I only know flowers. Cool. I know like seven, though.
What's your favorite flower? Origami. Ooh. Or otherwise?
Ooh, I know how to make one that's a cube that turns into a flower. It's, ooh, like a transformer.
Cool. Isn't all origami transformers?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Paper object.
Yeah. Paper in disguise.
The one transformer that transforms into a flower.
How does that help us?
Just start smelling bees come from bees. Bees summoned.
We need a movie about him.
Yeah.
We do.
Bobby.
Oh my god. Is that his backstory? Like he was like married to this other transformer that turned into a flower, and then they lost one another, and then he came to Earth to protect the Allspark with like Sam Witwicky and whatnot.
Exactly.
Michael Bay's gonna be after us. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Michael Bay's gonna blow us up.
I sure hope he can try. Lens flare.
Yeah. Mics go dead. God forbid. Oh man, I just saw something on this list. Oh yeah, what movie would you guys like to make the soundtrack for? This could be either a movie that exists or some like hypothetical movie.
I mean, the one that we were just describing sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is true.
You make that happen.
You described Transformers.
Sure did.
I don't watch movies.
Oh my god.
I guess the answer is clear.
But the Decepticon was a B? Is that what I got?
Well, no. The Bumblebee is the Autobot. The automatic bot. Megatron's the Decepticon bars.
Yes.
I would love to make the soundtrack to a Star Wars story TV show, but it's about a space bard. And all he wants to do is join the Cantina Band, but he gets caught up in a spice trade.
That's
like
awesome.
And
indeed.
I would love to write the music for that.
We got to copyright that really.
We
got
to copyright it. Well, it's on air right now. Yeah, we can get a copy of this show.
We already copyrighted that.
If you, so long as we can play the show back, it was my idea.
And it's time stamped. You're all good.
Okay, cool.
All
right. And we already
Max,
did
you are my king.
You hear that, cops?
Yeah. We made it already. Don't even try.
May 15, 2024 at 11:48 and 39 seconds. There we go. It's in the books.
Tinder.
Have you guys ever done a group Halloween costume?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A couple times, actually.
Yeah, a few times. The police showed up every time.
Yep, every time. that's unrelated to the costumes, but that's really funny to put right after.
What was the first one we did? We did Batman
Villains.
Yeah.
Was right. Our first awesome. Halloween
right.
gig. And then we did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So fire.
And then we did Mystery Gang.
Classic.
Yes. Nice. Classic.
Yeah.
We had a whole PowerPoint slideshow going through.
For themes.
Which costume we should be for the year. And, you know, we might pull that PowerPoint back up.
Right.
For this October.
We're in Michigan on tour, and we pulled up the PowerPoint, and everybody had their group costume ideas to present to the group. And I think the front runners were Mystery Gang and the different tea colors.
Yeah, the MBTA lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just couldn't agree who would get to be the purple line, so we went with something simpler.
Yeah.
There's a purple game. Line?
Yeah, it's the commuter rail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
It's right over there. Yeah.
We saw it.
Yep.
No, that's the green line.
No,
green line's out here.
I think
they're both over there. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That dig is big.
Shout out Boston.
but it's not quite big enough.
No, it's not wide. It's
no.
big.
Yes,
big
yeah.
Big
yeah, what I think the rails are what, an eighth of an inch too small?
That's man, I don't know. All
ridiculous.
I know is it's broken.
It sure
all the
is.
Time.
It's very broken. Let's see. What else have we got? What kind of tree would you guys be?
Magnolia grandiflora. Oh.
Okay.
Is that like
one
trees.
Of the first flowering trees?
Yes.
One of the first trees to evolve flowers. It's pretty sick.
There's a really nice magnolia tree somewhere over there.
Ooh, white or pink?
I think it's white.
Nice. That's yeah. grandiflora.
Pink and white. Shout out Frank Ocean.
Yo, collab.
Yo.
No
way. I like Groot.
That's a great truth.
Sentient.
That is Groot.
That's so Groot.
If I was a tree. You know what?
Oh my god.
I've never heard of that one, Macklin.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Yeah.
My second favorite would probably be the aspen tree because they have like a collection of roots underground. And they're one forest is all technically like one giant organism, and I'd love to be part of a hive mind.
Dude. What's it called? It has a great name.
The mycelial network.
Oh yeah, no, but that single stand of aspen trees, it has a name.
Oh, I have no idea. I just want to be them. Also, mycelial network sounds like a great TV channel.
Mm. Pando.
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 Pando. Wow. It's called Pando.
That's cool.
Well, shoot.
It is the largest living organism in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang.
Dude. Move over whales.
Bury me in the Pando.
I think I'd be a ginkgo.
Nice. Also a very ancient tree.
I feel like a nice maple, you know? Mm-hmm.
Nice.
New England boy, nice maple tree.
Zara, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't say a fruit tree.
Rough on the outside, goopy on the inside.
Whoa. I like...
What do you mean by that?
I like... I was going to say, I like those trees that grow out of, like, the water in, like, swamps and stuff. Like in Louisiana.
Or mangrove?
Like, whatever. Mangrove. Yeah. Ooh, and like Florida and the swamps, one. I like those.
Yeah.
I like those trees. I don't know. Just growing out of the water. It's cool.
Yeah. Kayaking under the mangroves, dude. Yeah. Dude, taking to catamaran, to mangrove, dude.
Getting stuck in a little tree jail. Dude.
You cast your line to fish out there and you get stuck into the roots, dude. Oh, so good.
What tree would you be?
I think that I would be a tulip tree.
Tulip tree.
Yes, not the tulip flower.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Yeah, but you know, like poplar wood.
Yeah,
poplar is the tulip tree.
Oh,
yeah. Cool. It's also a very ancient flowering, one of the first flowering trees.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And when I was a little baby.
Right.
My parents got a new house, and there was a little sapling in the backyard, and so we kind of grew up together.
Yes. Yeah. I want to do that so bad.
That's
too late.
I want to have a life tree, right? I want to go out there and find. Well, I can't find out the age of a tree without
cutting it open. Yeah.
Dang,
isn't that so sad?
That's not true. You can take a core. There's a way to take a core of a tree, and then you can count the rings without cutting it down.
Jesus, thank God.
I'm
gonna
go find a 26-year-old tree. And that's going to be my life tree.
Okay. Best of luck.
Like, you and me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. There's actually the guy who cut down the oldest tree. It was in that park in California with all the old trees.
Yeah.
He was taking a core of it, and then it was really dense, and his drill bits kept like getting stuck. And one of the park rangers was like, just cut it down. And then, like, he cut it down. He started counting the rings, and he was like, all right, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Oh, no.
Oh,
and it was
man.
The oldest living organism. And then he left that field and started working in salt flats where nothing is alive.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Never Damn. Ending. It was bad.
Yeah. No, I heard a story that one time someone tried to interview that guy, and, like, he straight up just, like, they asked him about that, and he just started running away into the distance.
Wow.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
No. Yeah.
Someone's been media trained.
Yeah. Dude's been prepped. Yeah.
Claire, you know there's a real expensive table out there made out of that tree.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hope it's still out there, and it's just, like, the stump, and, like, people can come by and, like, lay down on it and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, shame on the park ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real.
Well, I mean...
What's your job?
I don't. Maybe they obviously didn't know either. So it's like,
right?
Yeah, like, but it's still like, why don't you just cut down a tree in my park? I'm the park ranger here. Sounds weird to me.
Yeah. Do you guys have any fun facts?
Ooh. No.
That's a fun fact. You know, Bermuda Search Party, the band with no fun facts.
He's a fun fact.
Wow.
Dang. I feel like
you have so many.
I'm just...
You're the fun fact
no,
guy.
I have so many.
Whenever someone asks you for a fun fact, it's like nothing.
I got a fun fact. Y'all have heard of manatees, have you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Familiar.
Wonderful.
Cows of the sea.
That is correct. Manatees, like, they're grazing animals, crazy cows of the sea, right?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
But just like cows, they produce so much methane. Mm. They got manatee farts. Mm-hmm. So they just be farting and huge bubbles come up to the surface.
Whoa.
And it smells so bad.
Damn.
It smells so bad.
You know from experience?
Yeah. I went to see the manatees with my girlfriend, shout out Emma. And, yeah, it's just like seeing the babies and the mamas, and they're like, they're eating stuff, and then sometimes you see bubbles come to the surface, and then it would get really smelly. And that's my fun fact.
They be farting.
That is a fun
they
fact.
They do be farting.
Thank you. And yeah, so I think that just about wraps things up. Beyond fun, on that note, any final thoughts, any words of wisdom? I mean, I think that that's a great place to leave it. If not.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Macklin.
I am so embarrassed that that's the last part of this interview.
Stream Asking for a Friend on all streaming platforms on Friday.
Got a song coming out May 24th.
Yeah. Oh, and where can people find you on social media?
You can find us anywhere. You can type in Bermuda Search Party into a search bar. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're on YouTube. You can find us on Tidal, Deezer. You can find us on Venmo. You can find us on Shopify. You can find us on Bandcamp. If you can type the three words Bermuda Search Party into a search bar, you can find us.
Tumblr?
Got you.
Somebody set up the Tumblr.
Quick.
Oh man, now I feel bad because I'm ending it talking about Tumblr. Anyway,
go back to Manitowoc.
All right, there we go, and that wraps it up. Thank you guys for coming in. You sounded great.
Thanks
for having us.
My pleasure. Come back anytime. We're gonna wrap things up with a song from Pondview.